Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Trudge's Stock Car Scoop. He's Adam Cheek, and I am back at it again. Brian Timothy Dale Nolan with you. Had some personal things to attend to on Sunday, so I was not able to be part of the podcast, but great job by my co-host, Adam Cheek, hosting in my chair with our good friend, Zach Sterniolo. Sturby did a killer job as well, guest hosting. But Adam, I'm back and back at it again, my friend. And let's dive into some potential carnage, potential chaos. I don't know what we're going to be expecting, but it's going to be fun. We're heading to Talladega, and Christopher Bell, William Byron, Kevin Harvick, and Alex Bowman, they all enter Talladega below the cut line. So two wild card races close out the round 12 as the Roval is ahead right after Dega. So, Adam, how aggressive should these drivers be at a track where aggressive driving could end the race earlier than they expect?
Well, I think it's Talladega's the ultimate damned if you do, damned if you don't track. But and it's a tough question to answer. It's such a chaotic place, obviously. But I think it's going to be a huge question of teammates is one side of it. Yeah, it's more than likely Kyle Larson and probably Chase Elliott will make it the next round. So there's a possibility they'll work together with their teammates and Bowman and Byron to boost them. Denny Hamlin, he has nothing to lose, so maybe he and Christopher Bell work together. As a whole, though, I think all three have to keep their noses clean or as much as they can until probably like halfway through the final stage, maybe. Of course, wrecks or other issues prior to then are out of their control. But I did some digging. In his Hendrick tenure, it's like top 15 or bust for Alex Bowman. He's got three top 10s and one 14th at Talladega, but the other four results are below 30th, and that includes his 2016 start when he filled in for Dale Jr. At Talladega. Byron has bettered his finish every single time the last three races, so there's some confidence there. He finished second in the spring, but the fall race is always more chaotic as a whole, of course. Bell doesn't have a finish better than 17th in his three cup starts there. So those three shouldn't be over-aggressive, but I think they're going to need to push the envelope quite a bit just to, you know, maybe be there at the end and lock themselves into the next round ahead of the Roval.
Adam, the last time a non-playoff or non-chase driver won the Talladega fall race, that was all the way back in 2013 when Jimmy McMurray took the checkered flag ahead of Dale Earnhardt Jr. So what dark horse could play spoiler this weekend and create an even tighter point scenario heading to the Roval?
Well, there's a lot of people that can. There's a lot of people that have kind of shown their mettle on super speedway tracks this year. I'm going to say the two guys I'm keeping my eye on are Matthew Benedetto and Bubba Wallace. Bubba ran really well at Talladega last year, both races. Of course, he ended up in the wall at some point, which kind of derailed his chances. But he looked really good. And 23XI is still looking for that breakthrough win. You know, he did pretty well at the Daytona summer race. Matty D has been oh so close the last two races at Dega and wants to get a win before he leaves the 21 after this year, maybe get Wood Brothers' 100th win before he leaves. Others, Chris Buescher, Ross Chastain are both solid super speedway racers. Ryan Newman's career kind of seems like it's coming to a close, or at least winding down. And even Daniel Suarez, Trackhouse is still looking for their first win ahead of expanding next year. Spire, Corey LaJoie was solid at Daytona's summer race. Justin Allgaier's making a cup cameo this weekend. But if I had to pick one, I'm going to settle on Bubba Wallace because he's kind of had a rough year, but his latest super speedway race was really solid. And I think that if there's going to be a dark horse in victory lane, I've got a few options I'm thinking of, but I'll lean that 23 car.
Adam, final thing here before we do our weekly predictions. It was kind of a tame race in Vegas, followed by calamity that we saw at Bristol 2 weeks ago. So basically, Adam, which Talladega will we see on Sunday? We're going to be seeing a rare super speedway race where things are pretty calm like we saw about 3 years ago in 2018, or are we just going to see carnage, chaos, and mayhem like we've seen the past couple of years?
Well, I'm all in on the latter, I think.
Same. You and me
somewhat
both.
Unfortunately for the drivers, it's going to be mayhem. For a few years, it was kind of back and forth. Chaotic in 2015 a little bit, calm in 2016, chaotic in 2017, calm 2018, the notorious Stewart Haas race, where they just pretty much led the entire thing. The last 2 years have been nothing but chaos. You know, Brendan Gaughan flipped there in 2019, that full 360-degree blowover deal in turn three. Kurt Busch went flying last year, like 15 feet in the air. Didn't flip, but it's one of those bizarre crashes. Joey Logano flipped there in the spring of this year, and we're coming off a week that was calm. So after Bristol 2 weeks ago, it kind of feels like it's going to alternate between calm and chaotic every week. But even at Vegas, Joey Gase had like the weirdest crash physics wise since like Kyle Larson's bunny hop thing that happened at Daytona in 2017. It's just been such a chaotic year. You know, different guys contending every week with how wild Talladega's been of late, even just 5 months ago. I think we're in for a spectacular show Sunday, maybe a surprise winner. And Saturday, the Xfinity Series is there in the fall for just the second time ever. The trucks are on Saturday as well. The trucks are always chaotic too. So this entire weekend should be a lot of unpredictable fun with the dash of mayhem mixed in. I'm excited.
Adam, like we do every single week, we do our predictions. Last week you had Kyle Larson. I had Kurt Busch. How did we do in our predictions?
Well, we both did okay. We both got top 10s. Larson ended up 10th. He kind of pitted off strategy from what Hamlin did and can never quite climb out of it despite looking pretty good early. Kurt Busch finished 8th, which was a solid effort. So we both did pretty good. Neither of us got the win, but top 10s, I'll take them.
You and me both. All righty. I picked first last time. You picked first this time. Who's going to be getting the victory at Talladega on Sunday afternoon?
It's a kind of a cliche pick, but I got to go with Ryan Blaney. I think he's been really, really good of late. Just looking at his stats, he's been the only Penske car that's really felt like it's in the mix to win consistently of late. You know, Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski's wins early this year feel like 2 years ago. You know, Blaney won back-to-back races at Michigan Daytona, so his most recent win was at a super speedway. Darlington, he didn't do too great, but then he's reeled off three straight top 10 finishes, 10th at Richmond, 4th at Bristol, 5th at Las Vegas. So I'm pretty confident in that 12's ability to win, especially at a track he's got 2 wins at, and wouldn't be surprised if we see him coming across the line first or maybe even in a photo finish, kind of like the 2 wins he's had at Talladega.
It's a good pick, Adam. Not going to lie, it's a very, very good pick. I was thinking about picking him, thinking about picking his teammate, Brad Keselowski. I was thinking about picking a wild, wild card in Ricky Stenhouse Jr., but I'm picking a guy that has won here before and a little bit of a surprise, Eric Amarola, the number 10 car. Eric Amarola, he's won here before. He's had some success. I got the 10 car getting the job done, surprising the field and the NASCAR Nation getting the job done on Sunday.
Yeah, another driver that fits into the dark horse category, someone that in the playoffs kind of throwing a wrench into things.
Exactly. For all the latest on Talladega, check out frontstretch.com. We got all the latest coverage for you from the wild and potentially chaotic carnage this upcoming weekend. At Adam and Cheek, at Frontrich, and at the Brian Owen on our Twitter handles. If I can say that 3 times fast, I should get $1 million because, wow, that was a tongue twister. And for all the latest, like I said, frontstretch.com. I will not be here on Sunday. It will be our boss, Tom Bowles, filling in for Adam Cheek, and Adam Cheek will be filling in for yours truly. I'll be in Seattle. So, for Adam Cheek, I am Brian Owen. I will talk with you guys next Thursday, and Adam and Tom will talk to you guys on Sunday evening, recapping Talladega.